Begin the current daven. Sechtes Menachas Daven Tzadik Beis. Begin with the next Mishnah, which continues with the opening words as the previous Mishnah had, which said Kol Karbanas Hatzibur, where there we had said that all Karbanas required Nesachim. Here, actually, the Mishnah differentiates in between the laws of Karbanas Tzibur and Karbanas Yachid. It opens up with the same words, Kol Karbanas Hatzibur, all the Karbanas of the public. Here the halacha is Ein Behen Smicha. All public Karbanas, there's no law of leaning on the animal before it's slaughtered. Chutz, except, there's two exceptions. Min hapar haba kol mitzvos, the bull that comes for all the mitzvos, meaning whenever there's a situation where the court had ruled regarding, for example, let's say that forbidden fats are permitted, or any type of avera from all the mitzvos, and then they realize, and the whole Jewish people follow that erroneous ruling, and then they realize their mistake, they have to bring the what's called the par helam dover, the bull that's brought for the lapse of awareness of the courts, where there explicitly the pasuk says that the court has to do smicha, lean on the animal. And the second exception is v'ser mishtalech. That's the he-goat which is sent away in Yom Kippurim. There's two se'irim that are brought. One is slaughtered and the blood is thrown inside the Beis HaMikdash. And the other one is thrown away, what's known as the Azazel, off the cliff. That one also, the halacha is that has to have smicha on it. And those are two korbanos of the tzibur that are exceptions to the rule. Now Rabbi Shimon, he says, af se'ir avaydis kechavim. However, he says, additionally, there's also the, when the public, same as Par Helm Davishal Tziba, but there's a unique halacha in the context of Avodah Zarah, idolatry, as says in Parsha Shlach v'Chisishku, that there also the halacha is going to be by that he-goat, in contrast with the other karbanas, which could be subsumed under the category of parabolic kalamitzis, the he-goat, which is not a par, says Reb Shimon, that's also going to have the halacha, the exception to the rule of having smicha, even though it's a karban of the tzibra. Now, continues the Mishnah, called karbanas hayachid, all the sacrifices of an individual, in contrast to tzibur, to unin smicha, they do need to have leaning on it. Chutz, however, here there's exceptions also. Min habachar, the firstborn animal, which given as a carbon to the one of the chaftal matnas kuhuna, there's no smicha. V'hamayser, which is the tenth of every of the new animals of that year. V'hapesach, and the carbon pesach. Now concludes the Mishnah on this halach of smicha, v'hayayrish toimich, an inheritor, if his father had donated a carbon oil or shlum and then he passed away, so then when they're going to bring the carbon, the Yerush, the inheritor, the son, whoever the inheritor is, does the smicha. Umevi nesachim, and he also brings whatever type of nesachim libations his father had to bring with the carbon. Umeimer, and also if let's say the son or the Yerush goes and does temura with that animal to have it be swapped to another animal, the halacha of temura applies to it, and both animals are going to be sanctified as if his father would have done the same halacha of temura. Now, explain the halacha of our Mishnah. The Gemara says, Tarnabon Limna Brisa as follows. As we open up the Mishnah, Kol Karbanas Hatzibur Ein Behem Smicha. All public Karbanas do not have Smicha. Chutz Mi Par Haba Kol HaMitzvahs. This Tana, which is the second Tana in our Mishnah, besides the bull that comes for all the mitzvahs, V'sir Yavodis Kechavim, and that of the he-goat, which is brought with that when the court had ruled erroneously on regarding a law of idolatry, and the Jewish people followed, and then they realized that they made the mistake. That's Divrei Reb Shimon. He quotes those two as the two. He doesn't mention that one which had mentioned of the Seram Ashtaleach. He only mentions these two as the exceptions. Behudaimer, as he says in the opening halacha of, as the Tanakhama says in our Mishnah, he says, he says, no, the he-goat of idolatry does not require smicha. So which one am I going to take the place if that's not the second one? It's Seram Ashtaleach. It's going to be, as the Tanakhama had said, that of the he-goat which is sent away on Yom Kippurim, thrown off the cliff. Now, the Gemara interrupts the Braisa to ask, what, it's not enough not to have something take the place? Why can't he just say that there's only one? Why does he have to find, if he disagrees with Reb Shimon regarding Seir Vitz Kechavim, and he says there's no smicha, why does he have to find another one which he ends up finding regarding the Seir Mashtalech? So Ravina, he says, because Gemiri states smichas betzibur. Ravina says, there is a tradition, the halacha mishmisinai, that there were two public karbanas that required smicha, and therefore it's not enough if he doesn't find a replacement. So, because he disagrees regarding the Seir Avodah Zarah, he had to find another one, which was the Seir Mishtalech. Now, continues the Braisa, Amalei Reb Shimon said to Reb Yehuda, but how can you say that? How can you say that the Seir Mishtalech is the one that's the second one that has smicha of the tzibur, but v'haloi in smicha ele b'baylam, the law tells us, the laws of smicha are, that smicha could only be done with the owner. Now, v'zeh, the problem is, the one you're quoting of the Seir Mishtalech, Aaron uvan of Semchem Bay, who does the smicha? It's the Kohen Gadol, Aaron and his sons who take the place of the kohuna in his place. As the pasuk says, v'samach Aaron eshtei yadav. So you can't say that's the primary of being the second one of the tzibur karbonis that requires smicha, because although yes, he does lean his hands, but you cannot call that halach of smicha. The smicha requires the owner. And this is not, he's not the owner. The Jewish people, the carbon is being brought for. So how could you say that that's the second one of smicha? So Amalai, so Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Shimon, no, Avzeh. Yeah, this one too, the Ser Mashtalech, the Higo that sent away. Aaron Avon of Miskaprin Bay. Aaron and his sons do get atonement with it for regarding all other sins except for regarding impurity in the Beis HaMikdash, which, as we're going to explain, the Kahanim and Aaron get regarding from their power that they bring. But regarding all other averis that a person commits from all the other tarig mitzvahs, of course, Aaron and his sons also get atoned with that, and therefore they're considered the Bailam, and therefore they were able to do the smicha, and therefore it is considered a bona fide smicha to be the second one of the carbon sibud that has smicha. As the Gemara explains, that Amar B'Yirmiyah says, because v'azul tamayu, because this actually goes according to their reasoning, where we have this machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in general, where Rabbi Yehuda holds that yes, Aaron and his sons do get atonement with the Seir HaMashtaleach regarding all other sins besides Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, and therefore they're like the owners. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, he holds that they don't get atonement, and therefore they're not the owners. And if he couldn't count that, although he holds that there is smicha there, that's not considered the halach of smicha, which has to be with the owners. The time like learn the braisu. Pasuk says in Miyikra, where after the conclusion of the sprayings of the par and the sar of Yom Kippur and Pashas Achrei Mois, where there were two karbanas that were thrown their blood inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim and the Heichel, which was one for the Kahanim and one for the Jewish people. The Kahan brought the par, and for the Jewish people it was the sar LaHashem. So after that, says the Pasuk, V'chipur es Mikdash HaKodesh, so that's going to be an atonement for the holy things in the holy area. What does that mean? Says the Brayso, Zelefnai v'lefnim. This refers to the sar, which was done inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and the bull, which atone for the spiritual things, the holy things in the holy places, which is that went into the holiest of holies, what's called lefnai v'lefnim, the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And the pasuk continues, Ves oil moed, and the tent of the assembly. Zehechal, this refers to the sanctuary, that's the outer area called the Kodesh. When it says Mizbech, the altar, that's Kemashmai, literally, which it atones for Tumah that touched the Mizbech. Now, what specifically we're talking about over here, that these two kabbanas of the Sar Lashem and the Par of the Kahanim, that was for things, for example, where there was initial awareness by the person, who the Kohen that was there, that he was Tummy. But then he had a lapse of awareness that he was Tummy. Or he had a lapse of awareness that he was in the holy area and he touched it. So for that is what the Sar HaNasim Befnim, called the Sar Lashem, atones for until that they become aware. Then, when a person becomes aware that he was Tamei and he wasn't allowed to, then afterwards, when he becomes aware again, so there's a Yediyah, a Helam, and then a Yediyah again, then he brings a Karban El Yediyah, as the Gemara says in Masechta Shavuos. But until he recalls, so for that is what the Karbanis, the Sar Lashem, and the Par comes to atone for until a person has an awareness that he had sinned by being ritually impure and touching or coming into the area of the Kodesh in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, when the Pasuk continues, Yichaper, there'll be an atonement. Well, that's Elu Azar. It says, refers to the courtyards, which also a person that's Tamei is not allowed to be in there. We keep on adding on the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Heichel, the Mizbeach, and the Azar. When the Pasuk continues and says that this can be for Kahanim, that's Kamashmon, literally, that there's atonements for the Kahanim. Akol Amakol, when it says for all the people of the assembly, Eli Yisrael, that refers to the non-Kahanim. And when it says Yichaper, there'll be atonement. Elu HaLevim, that refers to the Levim. So says the Braisa, Hushvu Kulam. So you have here in a reference in the Pasuk, the Kahan, the Levim, Yisraelim, that they're all equal in this Pasuk of Yichaper, where it says that Al Kahanim Ba Kol Amakol Yichaper. So they're all equated, L'chapar Achas, for one atonement. What does that mean? Shemeskaper, Mesar Mishtalech, because they all do get the same one atonement with the Higo that's sent away, what's called the Sar Lazazel, regarding all other sins besides Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav. Because again, regarding impurity in the Beis HaMikdash, that you can't say that they get one atonement, because regarding that, the blood of the bull atones for the Kohanim, and the blood of the inner He-Goat that atones for the Jewish people according to everyone, as it says in 1st Perek in Masechta Shavuos. But regarding all other Averis, there they do share the same atonement, that's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. As we said, that we see that therefore he holds Aaron Lebon of our Bailim, and therefore he can count Sar Mishtalech, because they do get atonement on the Averis with the Sar Mishtalech. But Rabbi Shimon Oimer, he says, no, you're right. Regarding that one point that you said, that regarding Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, they're not the same. So he says, yeah, regarding that, I agree. that kashem shadam sar hanasa bifnim, just like the blood of the bull, of the he-goat, which is done inside, what's known as the sar lashem, the one that's slaughtered and his blood is thrown, mechapa Yisrael tumas mikdash kadosh, and that atones for the impurity of the Jewish people regarding coming into the base of mikdash or touching holy things. Kach dam hapar mechapa al kahal matumas mikdash kadosh. And you said so too, that in that they're different, that the blood of the bull atones for the kahanim, and Aaron and his family, regarding tumas mikdash kadosh. But that's what he says. But regarding the second part of what you said, that I disagree with you, because I say that it extends the differentiation and the division between the Kohanim and the Jewish people. That so too, k'shem shevidu shel sar mishtaleach, just like the confession that the Kohen Gadol does on the he-goat that's sent away, mechapa al Yisrael b'shar aveiros, atones for the Jewish people regarding all other sins. So although by the Jewish people it's in two different animals, but it's actually one service is of blood and one service is of confession. So says Reb Shimon, Kach vidu shel par, so too the confession of the bull, where by Aaron the Kohen and the Kohen there's only one animal, but that one animal had its blood sprayed inside the Heichel, and also had confession done in it. That confession is Mechap al Kohen, Mishar Aveiros, that atones for the Kohen regarding all other sins. And therefore he says, you don't find anywhere Aaron the Kohen getting atonement with the Sar Mishtaleach. And therefore he said, you can't count that as a second Smicha B'Tzibur, when that's not a bona fide Smicha, because that's not Smicha B'Baila. Now, however, ask the Gemara, but Reb Shimon, how could he say that the Kohen do not get atonement with the Sar Mishtaleach? Havadi Hushvu. But as Reb Yehuda brought from the Pasuk, you most definitely find that they're equated for one atonement, the Kohen Levim Yisraelim, as the last word over there said, Yechaper, we're most definitely going to have an equation between Kohen Levim Yisraelim. So what does he do with that when he holds that, no, they're totally divided in their atonements in Yom Kippur? He says, and yes, Hushu, they're equated. What are they equated for? The B'nei Kapar Ninu. Just that they get atonement. But the truth is, even regarding other sins, Mihu, however, kolchad v'chad, mechabe b'denafsha, but each one gets atonement in their own thing. The Yisrael with the vidui of the sar, and the Kohen with the vidui of the par. So yes, they're equated that they get atonement, but not that they get it from the same source. And therefore, that's the reasoning for the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding what could be the second one of the tzibur if that could be a bona fide smicha of Aaron and his sons and the sar mishtaleach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, yes, according to Rabbi Shimon, they can't be. Now, as the Gemara continues, which is an extra elucidation of what we just said, which just sums it together and it says, okay, so it comes out, Rabbi Yehuda, Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh, regarding the impurity of coming into the Beis HaMikdash, Yisrael Mechaper B'dam Sir HaNas B'Efnim, so the Jewish people, the non-Kahanim, they get atonement with the blood of the Sar, which is done inside, known as the Sar LaHashem, the Kahanim B'Parshal Aaron, and the Kahanim get atonement with the bull that Aaron brings, I mean, that's brought for him and his family. B'sharves regarding other sins, elu ve'elu mechaprei bevidisar mishtalech, according to Yehuda, everyone, including the Kohanim, get atonement with the confession that the Kohen Gadol does on the sar, which is the higo that's sent away. But Reb Shimon, as we pointed out, b'sharves nami, even regarding other sins too, Kohanim bevidid the par meskapit, they get atonement not with the sar mishtalech, but rather with the confession of that the Kohen Gadol does on the bull. Kedetani, like we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos, which earlier the Mishnah is talking about the atonement of the Sar Mishtaleach, which is the he-goat that's sent away, is thrown off the cliff, says the Mishnah, Echad Yisrael, Ve'echad Kehanim, Ve'echad Kohen Mashiach, that everyone gets atonement with the Sar Mishtaleach. So then, Ma Bein Yisrael, Lekam, Lekohen Mashiach, then where do they differ then? What's the difference between the non-Kehanim and the Kehanim and the Kohen Gadol? Ella, and this is obviously the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Shadam Hapar Mechapa Al Kohanim at Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. The only difference is regarding Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. Regarding that, that's where we find that the Kohanim get their atonement with the blood of the par, but the Jewish people, the non-Kohanim, get their atonement with the dam of the Sar Hanas Befnim. That's Zud of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Naimer, and this is what we're pointing out from the Mishnah Shavuos, like we're saying, he says, no, Kashem Shadam Asar Anas Befnim Mechabal Yisrael, just like the blood of the he-goat that's done inside atones for the Jewish people, Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim, Kechdam HaPar Mechapar Al Kohanim, so too, as we said, is the blood of the bull is going to be different for the Kohanim, they get their Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim from there. So too, Kashem Shavidu Shal Yisrael, Shal Sar Mishtalech, Mechabal Yisrael, just like the confession of the he-goat that sent away atones for the non-Kohanim regarding all other sins, Kach Vidu Shal Par Mechabal Kohanim, so too the confession of the bull atones for the Kohanim regarding other sins. And again, that's the reasoning for their machlekes over here, that Reb Shimon couldn't say that of Reb Yehuda of the Sar Mishtaleach because he holds that it's not considered a bona fide smichik. It's not done by Bailam because Aaron HaKohen and his sons are not Bailam in the Sar Mishtaleach. They get no atonement. They're not any partner whatsoever in contrast to Reb Yehuda, and therefore he counts that as the second one. Whereas again, like we said, according to Reb Shimon, he counts Sar Avodas Kechavim, the Higot of idolatry when the Jewish people sin based on the erroneous ruling of the court, that's the second one that's going to be an exception that's going to have smicha b'tziba. Continuing on these halachas of this machlekes in our Mishnah, Tanabo and Lutna Braisa. The pasuk by the Parhelm Dover Shaltzibr says, V'samchu zikne ha'ede esideim al reisha par. The elders of the assembly, who they had made the erroneous ruling, that when then, and the Jewish people followed that, and they realized they made the mistake, so they lean their hands on the head of the bull. Now, when it says al reisha par, says the Braisa, what it's teaching us is parton smicha. Only on a bull does require of a tzibr smicha. But the higot of idolatry, contrast to the bull by idolatry, the higot of idolatry does not require smicha. That's the Rabbi Yehuda, as we quoted him before. He doesn't hold that to be the second one. Whereas Rabbi Shimon, he disagrees, and as he explains, partoin smicha bezikenim. You're right. Although the pasuk seems to be saying what requires smicha is a par and not a sar, which would be excluding sar of a vidazar, but Rishon doesn't hold that. He holds that's the second one that requires smicha. She explains how you interpret the pasuk. It's telling you partoin smicha bezikenim. The context of the pasuk is saying that the elders, the Sanhedrin, they're the one who do the smicha on the parhelm debeshal tzibur. So it's saying only by a bull do the elders do smicha. So what are we excluding of the Seir Avodah Zarah? Not that it doesn't require smicha, it requires smicha. It's the second one that of the tzibah that requires smicha. It's just saying that it doesn't require smicha with the elders, El Bahar, because actually, who's going to do the smicha on the Seir Avodah Zarah? It's actually going to be Aaron, it's going to be the Kohen Gadol, it's going to be the Kahanim. However, the Gemara asks, Verminu. The Gemara asks on this Braisa from a different Braisa, where the Braisa is quoting a pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Tazayin Pasuk Chaf Aleph, that says that so Aaron will lean his two hands on the head of the he-goat Hachai, that's living. Because there were two he-goats, of the Sar Lashem and Sar Lazazel, this is on Yom Kippurim. So he would do the confession, he would lean and do the smicha on the Sar of the Lazazel was sent away, and that's where he would do his confession. So it says the Braisa, it says Hachai, which tells us Hachai toin smicha, the living, which he-goat is there going to be of a carbon tzibur that's going to be smicha? It's the living one, this one, the one of the Sar Lazazel on Yom Kippurim, toin smicha. But vein tziri avodas kechavim toin smicha. But a different higot, that of avodah zarah, of idolatry, that one does not require smicha. That's the Rebbe Yehuda. As we said, that's his opinion. He disagrees with Reb Shimon. Now, but the contradiction that we're bringing from the second braisa is Reb Shimon, he says, no. The way you have to read the pasuk is like this. Chai, which sar is going to have the as we're saying in the pasuk, the smicha. Chai, that of the living one of the Azazel, toin smicha ba'aren. What are we saying in this pasuk? Without excluding what has smicha to something that doesn't have smicha. We're saying that this pasuk says that the Azazel requires smicha with Aaron. However, as we continue in Tamid Beis, the in siravitz kechavim to in smicha ba'aron. And all that's excluding the sarva dezara, because Rabbi Huda had brought a different pasuk over here to exclude the sarva dezara to solidify his opinion. So he's saying, but what are you excluding from here? Not that the Sar Avodah Zarah doesn't require smicha. It does, and that's Reb Shimon's opinion. It's just saying the Sar Avodah Zarah does not require smicha with the Aaron. Ela Bezakein, rather, only requires it to be done by the elders. So now I have a contradiction in the opinions of Reb Shimon, where before he said, to answer the question from Reb Yehuda, he said, no, we're just excluding it from the Zakeinim. When we see by the Parham Debe Shel Tzibur, so what it's excluding the Sar Avodah Zarah, it's just excluding from the Zakeinim, but it's being done by Aaron. Here, when he's asking from and Devin Alocha of the Voida of Yom Kippurim of the Azazel, he's saying, this is excluding the Sar Avodah Zarah. It's not excluding it from, in general, it's excluding from being done by Aaron, rather it's being done by this Kenim. So what does Reb Shimon hold? Does he hold that this Sar Avodah Zarah, which he holds, is the second one that you have Smicha B'Tzibur? Who is it being done? Does he hold it's done by Aaron, or does he hold it's being done by Zakenim? We have a contradiction. So Amrav Sheshes says, to resolve the contradiction, he says, do you really think the first braisa, which is part of the contradiction, is relevant, that it's a correct version that you're asking from it? But Reb Shimon, as we quoted him previously, he said that the reason why he had disagreed with Rabbi Huda regarding the halacha of which one's the second one of smicha b'tzibur, says it can't be the halacha of the sarla of the sarla zazel, because he said smicha b'bailam binan, says that You have to smicha as we done with the owners. And therefore, he didn't consider the Sar Mishtalech to be as relevant, to be considered the second one of smicha, as he held by the Sar of the Zara. Now, the difficulty is, here he's counting the Sar of the Zara to be done by Aaron, which is going to be one of the two that he's saying will be done of the smicha that's done by Tzibra. Now, the difficulty is, the Bailam by the Sar of the Zara are the Zakanim. They're the ones, together with the Jewish people who had sinned, not the Kahanim. So how could you say, how would you even understand the first one that's saying it's done by Aaron? How could it be Aaron? Reb Shimon himself can't say it's Aaron, because he said it has to be done with the Bailam. The Bailam here, just like he disagrees by the Sar LaZazel, the Sar Mishaleach, here also by Sar by the Zara, cannot be that the text of the first Bryce is correct. Elatar Tzachi, rather, said Reb Sheshes, you have to amend the Bryce as follows. We make a combination of the two Bryces. Apar, when it says that the bull, as we said by the Par Helm Davishal Tzibur, that tells us, oh, par toin smicha. So the first Tana that Rabbi Yehuda, he said, okay, so the bull is one of the exceptions of the tzibur that requires smicha. But vein sir of itzkecham toin smicha, that's the Rabbi Yehuda. He says, but the sar of the zara he holds does not require smicha. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, he says, no. And this is a combination of the second brisa. It says, hachai, it says, by the azazel, that Aaron HaKohen does smicha on the sar hazazel. That tells us, chai toin smicha ba'aron. The living one requires smicha with Aaron. Ve'in tzira v'itzikacham toin smicha ba'aron. What's the pasuk telling us? That a different sar, that of the sar v'dezara, does not require smicha ba'aron. Ela b'zakenim. Rather, it's being done with the elders. So that's the understanding that we see in the second brisa. But then, what's the understanding that Reb Shimon was saying in the first brisa? Because we're actually combining these two brisas together. Says Reb Sheshes v'hachikam ala Reb Shimon la b'yehuda. And this is what Reb Shimon is telling Reb Yehuda. I disagree with you. In your inference, you want to say that Par tells you, oh, you only have smicha par helm davar shetzibur, but not by sira. But the Zohar says no. The higod of idolatry requires smicha. The ish mi'alach d'loy boi smicha. Now, but if you had heard that it does not require smicha, ba'aron hu d'shmi'alach, what you heard was only regarding that it's in regards to Aaron that is not required. But zekeinim, it does require smicha. Because regarding that, it wasn't excluded. The only thing that it was that it doesn't require iron with the smicha. Because umi'uta, the exclusion of, and this is what's being explained in the second brisa, the exclusion of asar v'dezara, mehachayhu, was only from the pasuk of the chay of the sar, which that tells you that, oh, the chay is, the sar, lazazel, is one that requires smicha with iron, like it says in the pasuk, v'samach iron shtey yadam. And what are we excluding the Sar of the Zara? Just that the Sar of the Zara doesn't require smicha by Aaron. Rather, it's with the Zakenim, but it's not being excluded from the halacha of smicha. And to the contrary, that's like it's going to be. It's going to be with the Bailam. It's not going to be with Aaron. That's what we're excluding from Achai. So therefore, there's no contradiction in Reb Shimon. To the contrary, we actually understand better now because, like Reb Shesha pointed out, how could it be that it's being done with Aaron? No, rather what he's saying is that actually it's not being done with Aaron. That's why it says over the Aaron. It says, what you heard, what's being excluded, was of Aaron, not of smicha. Because rather, it's being done by Zakenim, who they're actually the Bailam regarding this Sar of a Seer of Avodah Zarah. Now, ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, Lomeli Lematinu, why exactly do we need to have a mute to exclude the Sar of Avodah Zarah, which we had brought Mikra from a Pasuk, which one of the two brises we had excluded in either one of the two brises. The question is, why do we need excluded from having smicha of one of the two of the tzibur from a pasuk? But since Rabbi Yehuda holds that Aaron and his sons get atonement with the sar mishtaleach, and we know the pasuk says that Aaron does the smicha. Everyone agrees that Aaron does the smicha. The only thing Rabbi Shimon holds, you can't count it as the second one because it's not bebailim. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that Aaron and his sons do get atonement with the sar mishtaleach with all of the averes. So obviously when Aaron's doing the smicha, it's smicha bebailim. So we already know that to be the second one because the first one, Parham Davar Shel Tzibur, says explicitly in the Torah. So why do you need to exclude from a pasuk the sar v'dezara? But V'amar Ravina said, Gemiri, we have a tradition, this is Halacha Mesh Mesinai, Shtei Smichis B'Tzibur, that there's only two smichis done in a carbon tzibur. So obviously I know that you don't have smicha by the sar v'dezara because we already have two. We already have the sar mishtaleach and the Parham Davar Shel Tzibur. Says the Gemara, you're right, Girsa Ba'ama. It was just an allusion to this halacha. That's why we had this text. But truthfully, we already knew it even without the pasuk. Or actually, another interpretation in Rashi is that Rabbi Huda didn't hold that it's halacha mashmi Sinai the law of having only two smichas. It was just in text that it was said like that, but really learns it from Pesukim, and therefore that's how he knows that it was not the Sarah B'Dezara to be a third one because of the Pasuk, either one of the two Pesukim that he brought, that either from the Parham Debeshel Tzibur or from the Sar Lazazel, that it excludes the Sar B'Dezara from having smicha. Now, ask the Gemara of Reb Shimon, how does he know that the Sar B'Dezara actually has smicha in the first place? Because he doesn't have a source to tell you that actually it has smicha. The only thing he has is that he wants to say that, oh, that it doesn't require smicha by Aaron. But that's what he learns. He says, oh, this is excluding the Sarah of the Zara. It's only excluding it from done with Aaron. But where does he know that it requires smicha by the Zakenim? Maybe actually, like Rabbi Huda said, it's going to totally exclude it from smicha. Where does he see that it requires smicha with the Zakenim? Says the Gemara, Nafkilan Meditanya. He learns it out as we learn in the following Braisa. Pasuk says, B'samach Yodi al Resha Sar, which is, this Pasuk is by the Sar of the Nasi. This is when different types of exceptions, when a person makes a sin, there's certain exceptions with the Kohen Gadol and with the king. So the Sar of the Nasi, it says that he's going to lean his hand on the head of the Higo. Says the Braisa, what's Hasar? We know what we're talking about, but why does it say Hasar? It's like adding on another Higo. So the first opinion says, L'rabbis seir nachshin l'smicha, including the Sar of Nachshin, which he was, the reason why we mentioned Nachshin, it was really all the Nesim of all the tribes, all the princes, because he was the first one to do it. So it's saying that that Sar also required smicha. Now the reason we have to include it, although it's a carbon yachid, and we said in the Mishnah that every individual's carbon requires smicha, besides a few exceptions, is because that's what's called a carbon shah. It was brought one time in history by the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan. And we know shah midaris lo yalfinan. You cannot learn out from the law of future generations, which we know a carbon yachid requires smicha. So therefore, I would have said that it does not require smicha. That's what we're learning from the next word hasar, as the Gemara says, is in Perakal Menachas Bais Matzah, that it's including the sar of Nachshon also requiring smicha. That's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. But the reason why we're bringing this braisa is to tell you, Reb Shimon Omer, he says, you know what the extra word hasar is teaching? And that's what we had asked the question, where does he know that sar v'dezar requires smicha? It's l'rabbis si'u yavidus kachavim l'smicha. It's coming to include the sar v'dezar when the court made an erroneous ruling in Sanhedrin and the Jewish people followed regarding idolatry, that carbon requires smicha. Shahar Reb Shimon Omer, because Reb Shimon said, kol chatas shenechnas dama lefnim, any sin offering that its blood comes into the heichel, which most chatois are bechitzain, this is done on the outer mizbeach. There are a few exceptions that are brought inside. Those tu'un and smicha require to have the leaning on the animal before it's slaughtered. Now, the sar of the zara, its blood is brought inside the heichel, as the Gemara says in Perek Eizu Mukaimen, parman nesrafim, mesir man nesrafim, that the shechitas metzafim, and their blood is brought inside. Now, this sir man nesrafim, one of the he-goats that are burnt, refers to the sar of the zara, where its flesh and everything is burnt out of the machna, as the Braisa says in Teres Kainim. So since its blood is burnt inside, that's why it needs smicha. Now, ask the Gemara on this last part of Reb Shimon's words. Lamali lamemra, why did Reb Shimon have to say shahaya? Because why did the Braisa, the Tana, have to say, oh, because Reb Shimon said, any chatas that's blood of burnt inside requires smicha. What's the necessity of that line? Since he already says that the sarva desire requires smicha, so I already know that every chatas that its blood is burnt inside requires smicha, because we already know, everyone agrees, the Pasuk says, parhelm davar says there in the Pasuk it requires smicha. And he's already saying that the second one, that of the sar, of the zara also requires smicha. Now, although there actually is another one, what's called the sar hanasa befnim, that of Yom Kippurim, the sar la'Hashem, that why maybe that's including that one. So that is, we're going to see in the Gemara, you can't say that's being included. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, so I already know whatever is being brought inside requires smicha. Says the Gemara, you're right, Simana Ba'alma, it was just a memory tool to remember those two. It's not including anything, it's just to remember them, that one shouldn't think to say that the Sar of Nachshon, which is not brought inside, should require smicha, because Rabbi Shimon disputes Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore that's why he just said it, but you're right, it's not really including anything else. But that asked the Gemara, but why? As we had just mentioned in passing before, Ve'im Sar HaNasa Befnim. But maybe say that it's including the Higot of Lashem, which is brought inside, that it requires its blood has to be brought inside, that's also going to require smicha. That says the Gemara, no. Because dumi desar nasi. That what we're including over here, because this pasuk of smicha that we're including from the extra word hasar is by the sar of the nasi, and we're going to be including something that's similar to the sar of the nasi. The mechaper la veiris mitzvah yidua. We're talking about when a nasi does a regular sin that he knows what he had sinned regarding. He knows that sin. Then when he has to bring his sar, his higod, that's a sin that's known to him. In contrast, the sar hanas befinim, the sar l'Hashem, the higod that's brought in mikipurim for the Jewish people, only atones for tumas mikdash kedashav, which that's a situation that he doesn't know yet that he had sinned. Because if he knows, he has to bring a carbon al b'yared. For the Jewish people that don't know, that's what the sar l'Hashem atones for, so that's not similar to the sar of the nasi, which he knows that he sinned, and therefore we cannot be including the sar hanas befinim, and therefore Reb Shimon is actually coming to include the sar of the b'dazar. That's how we know the source that he holds at the smicha. And again, in contrast to Reb Yehuda, all the pasuk is excluding from the other pasuk of the Sar Lazazel. It's just excluding of it being done by Aaron, but it is done smicha betzibur. Rather, it's just being done by this Kain and by this Sanhedrin. Now, continues the Gemara asking. It says, "But a Ravina that we quote on Amen Aleph." The Amen that he says, "Gemirish de smichas betzibur." There's a tradition. We have a Locha Meish Mesina that there's only two karbanas that are going to be a carbon tzibur that requires smicha. So kroy lomali. So then, why exactly do we need to have psukim to, as the Gemara just pointed out, as we had asked, to include the Sar V'Dazar for Reb Shimon, where he had said that, oh, it's just that Aaron and his sons don't do the smicha, it's just that it's being done by Zakenim. But if he already told us that Aaron and his sons are not considered the smicha in the Sar Meshtaleich, like he disputes Rabbi Yehuda because he holds they're not the Bayim because they don't get atoned with that, so then it's obvious that that smicha is not a bona fide smicha, and that you need to have another one to fulfill the quota that Ravina had said that you need two. So obviously the only one left over is going to be the Sar V'Dazara. So why do you need a pasuk to include it? We're like asking what we had just said. Well, no, oh, where does he know it from? What do you mean? You have to. There's two, and that's the only one left. Says the Gemara, no, because itzrach hilchasa ve'itzrach kroy. We needed the halacha mesh mesin that Ravina had said that there's only two. And we also need the psukim, which we said include the sar v'dezara, that it's going to require smicha. Why? Di mikra, because had we had only the psukim, havamina zivchi shal mitzibur. And actually, I would have said that the shlomim of the tzibur, which brought out shvuas with the shtei halechem, that would also require smicha from a kal v'chomer. Because, and so, although we have a pasuk including the sar of the, we have the parham dev shel tzibur, and we have the sar of the avodah zarah, which we're including from sukkim, that has it. So then, if we have sukkim, what do we need the hilchah? So we need halacha mishna. We already know that's only two, and we already know it can be sar mishleich according to Shimon. No, we need it because if we didn't have the halacha mishna, we only had sukkim. So we would have thought, okay, based on kav v'chomer, we could include the zivchi shel mitzibur. Just like we had asked this question in the parak of on the Mishnah in parak Kol Menachas Bois and of Samach Aleph and Aleph, that Amr Reb Shimon had said there, Shleish Minan Tu'unin Shalish Mitzvahs. He said there's three types of Kavanas that amongst those three they require these three types of mitzvahs, etc. Which the question was, well, Leisi B'Kal V'Chomer. Then based on this, one of the halachas, you should say a Kal V'Chomer to one of the other categories that is require that other element. Which the question was asked, V'yu Zivchei Shal Mitzibur. Let the public shlamim tu'unim smicha M'Kal V'Chomer. Should require smicha that to have leaning on the animal from a Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Mashal M'Yachad. If an individual's carbon shlam, that there is no elevation procedure on the shlamim when the animal is still alive. Tunin smicha, that it requires smicha chaim when the animal is still alive, b'chulu, etc. So the zivchei shel mitzibur, which requires tnufa chaim, isn't it a kavu chaim that it should require the halacha of smicha? That's why, says the Gemara, itzruch hilchasa, that's why we needed the halacha al-meish mesinai, to tell us this idea that no, there's only two smichas mitzibur and not more, because if we didn't have the halacha mesh mesinai, we actually would have said from a kal v'chomer that includes the zivchei shel mitzibur. And that's why we needed to exclude that from being a third one. Now, v'im elchasana, had we only had the halacha mesh mesinai, so okay, we would know it's only two and not three, but lo yedin hayninu, but we wouldn't know which are the two. We would know that one of them is the Barhelm Dovish Tzibur, because that's written explicitly in the Pasuk. But the other one I wouldn't know, is it the Sar v'Dezar, or is it the Sar Hanas b'Fnim, that of Yom Kippurim? Kamash Malan, that's why we needed the pasuk that says v'samach yodeh, which it says by the sar of the nasi of when he sins, which, as we said from the extra word, we said it's logical to say that what are we including for smicha is dumi the sar nasi, that's something that's similar to the sar of the nasi that we're including. The mechapa alaveis mitzidu, which we said atones for a sin that the person knows. And what's something just like that? That's the Sar V'Dezar, where they know they sin, in contrast to the Sar Nasa B'Fnim, the Sar L'Hashem, that one we're not including for Smicha, and that's why you need, again, both the Halacha Mesh Mesinai and the and the Psukim to tell us A, that by the Halacha Mishpazina tells us not the that it's not going to be that of the Zivcha Shalmetzibur. And the Halacha Mishpazina tells us that which one is the second one, that it is the Sar Abadazar and not the Sar Nasabifnim. Now the Mishnah had said that in contrast, Kol Karbanas Hayachad Tun and Smicha, the general rule by the individual's carbon is different than that of the tzibur, that they generally do require smicha. Chutz mebechara ma'isa pesach, but there's three exceptions, that of the firstborn animal, the tenth animal, and the karban pesach, which they do not require smicha. So Tanu Bar Linda Braisa that elaborates, it says three times in the laws of Shlamim and Sefer VeYikra, when it says that there's smicha of the karban shlamim, it says the word karbanai three times, which comes to teach us that specifically only when the person is bringing his carbon, not for that he's just bringing it for just as a ritzoy, appeasement, and as a gift to Hashem, which as we're going to see, these three include Bechor, Ma'aseh, Pesach, which they don't come as a ritzoy, just as a gracious gift to Hashem, but rather they're obligations that a person has to bring. And although they're not coming for atonement, but they are obligations, and therefore that's being excluded from the halacha of the context of smicha that it says of the Beishlam. Says, as we said, karbana, his carbon, which tells us v'loy b'char, not the firstborn animal. Because it's extra. What is karbana teaching? As we said, it's coming to teach, but not those which are obligations. Because as the Braisa says, shayachal, because one would think, v'loy dinu. Actually, logic would tell us that actually, for sure you require smicha by a b'char. Because the mashlam, if we find there in the context of that, those psukim over there by the shlam, that shein kedusha asim mirechem, the karbon shlam was not sanctified when it came out of the womb of the mother animal. It's just was sanctified later on as a shlam. And still, tun and smicha requires the service of smicha. So, b'char shekudushas mirechem, so the firstborn animal which is sanctified from birth, ain't a din shetun smicha, it's a higher level for sure, which requires the stringency of having smicha. Tamalei mekarbona, that's what the pasuk teaches when it says his carbon, v'lo b'char, it's saying his as an exclusionary terminology and not that of the firstborn animal. Second time it says karbona, is v'lo meiser, but not the tenth animal, that of the meiser. Sheyachol, because you would think, v'lei dinhu, logic would tell us for sure, u'mashlam, if a shlam is she'im akachim lefnei melachreim, where the animal before or after the one that was sanctified, the shlam, is not sanctified, and still the shlam is tuned in smicha, requires smicha, so ma'isir, she'mekadish lefnei melachreim, so regarding ma'isir, which it actually could sanctify the animal before or after it, as the Gemara says in Mecheiris, that if, let's say, when the animals are coming through their corral, when they go one at a time, when he comes to number 9, he by mistake calls it number 10. And when he comes to number 10, then he calls it number 9. And then when he comes to 11, he actually calls it number 10. All three are sanctified. So, ain't a din shetan smicha. So you see, it's definitely more stringent than the shlam. Isn't it a kavachem that should require smicha? It says that no, ma'isa behemo, that carbon does not require smicha. And the third time it says karbana is v'lei pesach, but not the carbon pesach. Shayacha v'lei dinu, because you would think for sure she requires smicha by the carbon pesach. Because if the shlam, which is not something that one is obligated to go ahead and bring it, tun in smicha still requires smicha. So pesach shu ba'amid b'havo. So the karban pesach, which person has to stand up and bring it, it's an obligation. In the din shetan smicha, for sure, should have the stringency of smicha. Tamalei b'karban v'lei pesach, as it says, a third time karban to say, and not the karban pesach. Now, however, that the Gemara asks that why do we need to exclude these three karbanis? Because we would have said that, oh, if we would not exclude them, based on logic, we would require them to be smicha based on the kavachaymer. And that asked the Gemara, why? Ikla mifrich, you could refute the kavachaymers. And you could say, ma'ala shlamim, what do you mean? Of course, you find the stringency of a smicha by shlamim, shekin tunim, because it requires the stringency of nesachim, of libations, v'tnufas chazav v'shoik, you have to do the elevation procedure on the breast and the thigh, which does not apply on the meister b'chur and pesach, as we had learned in the previous sugya. So then, why do you need to have to exclude as if you would have thought for sure because there's a kavachem, you don't have a kavachem? So the Gemara, you're right. Kroyes macht mam, you're right. The pesukim are just allusions to this halacha. You're right. We have no reason to believe to say that it would be chayiv, and therefore you're right. It's just not chayiv because it was never included. So in that case, so ask the Gemara Ella. But then, as we continue to talk about tzadik gimel and alf, then kroy lomali. So then, why do we need these three times that it says karbonai in the parasha of smicha b'shlam? So the Gemara to teach three other halachas. Karbonai, his carbon is v'loy carbon chaveri. That, however, he cannot do smicha on his friend's carbon. Karbana, his carbon is v'lo karbon evi kechavim, only his, the Jew's carbon, but not the carbon of a non-Jew, does not have smicha. And karbana, the rabbi is called bali carbon l'smicha, and also when it says his carbon comes to include all the partners. If, let's say, many partners together brought one carbon, as the proper text is brought down in the Mefarshim, in the interpretation of Rashi, is that actually that all the partners have to go ahead and do smicha. Not to do just one, but karbanah. If it's your karbanah, you have to go ahead and do smicha. That's what's included from the third word of karbanah. But you're right, it's not here to exclude these three exceptions. It doesn't say smicha b'chor, mais, and pesach. And there actually is no kabuchema to need it to be excluded, because like we said, yeah, shlavim requires smicha, because it has a stringency of sinasachim, tnubach, chazav, shayk, which does not apply to b'chor, maiser, and to pesach.